This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in for Alex today. And we have a ton of news for you today. Major Red Pill Radio today here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm just going to try to get the waterfront here and just so you know what to expect today. We've got FBI seizing smashed hard drives from Debbie Wasserman Schultz's home and her IT staff's home. We've got a Bay Area ISIS supporter being arrested for colluding with ISIS, said he would kill 10,000 people. You've got President Trump calling out the Amazon Post. You've got a Newsweek attack on Alex Jones, the latest, claiming he's the one calling for civil war. You've got the former CIA director calling for a coup against Donald Trump. No, that's already going on. John Boehner has just said Republicans will never repeal and replace Obamacare. I think Rudy Giuliani has decided he does not want Attorney General Jeff Sessions' job.
Yeah, he made that pretty clear.
Didn't he? Princeton's new men's engagement manager to combat masculinity on campus. New U.S. naval aircraft carrier does not have urinals. President Trump, the Trump effect is winning. New S&P highs. Confidence in America is up. And then we got some video of Trump speaking to Boy Scouts yesterday. That was powerful. We've got the Democrats waging trade war right now with Russian sanctions. We're going to have more on Jeff Sessions. Will he still be the attorney general by the time we get off air? More on the coup against Donald Trump. And we're going to talk about sanctuary cities. And are they safer? Are they not? Are they leading to more deaths? As well as developments in the Ukraine. All that, all kinds of clips, going to be a stocked show. There's the waterfront, David Knight.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on here with this coup. Because we know this is something that's been happening for a long time. But now we've got the ex-CIA director who really needs to be investigated by a real attorney general for violating the Hatch Act and for other crimes that have been pointed out by none other than the FISA court. And so we need to have an investigation of what the dark state has been doing in terms of espionage, and that's really what is happening here. But now they're getting very bold about this. Now they're openly calling for a coup against Trump. We also have the Democrats pushing Trump into a corner with all of this Russian narrative, pushing for trade sanctions. And the trade sanctions that they're pushing for have a couple of components here. This is a no-win situation for Trump if he takes this bait. And there's indications in the White House that they're warming up to this. The Republicans say, well, you know, we'll give you sanctions against Russia if you give us sanctions against Iran and North Korea. The problem is the sanctions against Russia are about the natural gas pipeline that Europe depends on. So now Europe is saying within days we're going to react to this. This is an internal memo that came out yesterday. We didn't have time to talk about that yesterday. We're going to talk about it today and about developing trends here. This is the groundwork for a worldwide trade war, folks, and this is all coming from the Russians using the Democrats using this Russian triangulation to paint Trump into a corner. Very important that we understand what's going on here. Meanwhile, in this sanctuary city issue, we had this story that was a national story because we had, I think it's now 10 people that died in that truck at Walmart in, yeah, in San Antonio. The Texas lieutenant governor came out and said, this is something that is responsibility of the sanctuary cities. And, of course, they got very angry about that. We're going to give you proof as to why the Texas lieutenant governor is right, why this is something that is the responsibility. They're contributing to this. Of course, the direct cause of this, of course, is the drug cartels. But he's made the point. Are you going to pay $5,000 or $10,000 to a drug cartel to smuggle you in, or would you rather pay a couple hundred dollars and come in legally? Can we have legal immigration in this country, or are we going to turn ourselves over to the cartels and let them murder people like that? That's what the sanctuary cities are encouraging, and we'll prove that to you when we come back. Stay with us.
So we've got all of that, and Trump has appointed a new lawyer to to a White House counsel job. This new lawyer's name is Ty Cobb, and he says he has balls of steel. That's exactly what Trump needs in a lawyer right now.
He used to be a baseball player named Ty Cobb, right?
There used to be.
He had balls of steel, too.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talking about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
As I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress, and he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
So let's be very clear. This is something that the Democrats have been doing since the very beginning. This is what Project Veritas exposed with the inner workings and Aaron Black and these people causing violence on the streets. This is what they did. This is why Debbie Wasserman Schultz had her hard drive picked up today by the FBI. This is why Bernie Sanders supporters are suing the DNC right now. It's all the same thing. It's all because Trump got in the White House and he wasn't supposed to. So now there's a coup to try to take him out. You have George Soros funding these protests. So we have all this evidence. We know that all this is going on, not even talking about all the witch ceremonies that are going on against Trump. We have all this evidence that's going on. Everybody knows it now, even mainstream conservatives, mainline conservative media. It's all telling you about the coup against Donald Trump. But what did John Brennan have to say? John Brennan stepped out of reality. Actually, it was Brennan and who else was in that conference? Do you remember who it was? It was like Clapper. Thank you. Some Aspen conference. They spoke for an hour, nothing but propaganda for an hour. But here's the FBI director, former FBI director, saying that if Trump fires Mueller, there should be a coup against Trump.
But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in the special counsel?
Absolutely.
You both worked with him
bunch
for a
of
long
Clinton
time.
Lawyers.
Of the FBI.
Absolutely.
That
was a
Clinton
an
donors.
Inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated.
Just look at these two liars. Look at their body language.
Mr. Trump, or
they can't look anyone in the eye.
I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough. And stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really...
Meanwhile, the Russian probe conspiracy theory.
When you say enough is enough, if he's fired, he's the president of the United States, so he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
So John Brennan thinks he's above the American people. That's all that is, that arrogant punk. And the truth of the matter is, David, what I think they're trying to do here is the same tactic that they did with this whole Russia thing. They're trying to get out ahead of him firing Mueller, because Mueller should have been fired months ago. This guy, what is he even doing? Nobody even knows what he's doing. He's getting paid. He's got all these Clinton lawyers working for him.
He's got an army of lawyers. They've been working on this stuff now for about a year. But when I look at that interview, I got to say, the thing that bothers me so much, the thing that sticks out to me, is that we've got the former director of the CIA and the director of National Intelligence and all this holding press conferences, essentially, with
Wolf
CNN.
Blitzer.
Blitzer. I've never seen that
Who
before.
Cried when Hillary lost?
Who has ever seen our intelligence officials this actively involved, and not only after the election, but really before the election? And that's what needs to be investigated, the Hatch Act involvement of these individuals in supporting Hillary Clinton. When Megyn Kelly was here, after the interview, she said to me, she said, well, did you see the Putin interview? And I said, I'm not worried about Putin. I'm worried about Brennan and Clapper and Michael Hayden and these people. I said, I'm worried about the American spies who are manipulating our election. I call it elexpionage, because that's really what we had happening here. You understand that when we go back to the DNC, right, it was the crimes of Hillary and those that were part of the allied with her within the DNC against Bernie Sanders that were exposed. And then to keep people from looking at those crimes, they created this fake narrative about Russian hacking. They were the ones later on then that started saying, well, the Russians hacked our election. They would always come back, and these same individuals would say, we're not alleging that any votes were switched in machines. We're not saying that that kind of hacking went on. What we're saying is that they manipulated public opinion. Oh, really? Didn't the CIA, the NSA, the Director of National Intelligence, weren't they manipulating public opinion along with the press and the Democrats to manipulate and to hack our election? That's the reality. And yet they do the same thing. To cover their crimes, they switch it to a foreign country. And Julian Assange has told us it wasn't a foreign source that gave us that information about the DNC. And we have numerous evidence about that. We have testimony from a former UK ambassador who said, I came to the United States. I was handed this by a whistleblower who was a Bernie supporter who was upset about the corruption in the Democrat Party and how they hacked the election against Bernie Sanders. They did the same thing, except it expanded and included our intelligence services. And you have to understand how dangerous this is. When we have this massive dark state that has been created that is now openly politicized, I have never in my life seen the directors of these intelligence agencies testifying. It was a big deal when they had the Frank Church hearings in the 1970s. Why? Because they were spying on the American people. So they called up the director of the CIA. The CIA was furious about that because he exposed their secrets. But you never saw these people testifying in public, let alone holding continual press conferences with the press that they're allied with, the Democrat press that they're allied. This is absolutely unprecedented. Most of you probably don't know who these people were. And in the past, before Snowden, NSA, everybody would joke, stood for no such agency. At the time that we had the Frank Church hearings, the House was also holding hearings on the CIA and the NSA spying on Americans illegally. What was born out of that was the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And it was that court now who has told us that these agencies violated the law to spy on the Trump administration officials and to also violate the Constitution, as if that made any difference anymore. But they also violated the prohibitions exposing these people, as we know Obama officials were involved in. But at the time of the Pike hearings in the House, going concurrently with the Church hearings, when the NSA official came to the Pike hearings, he said, the guy who was running it, Pike, said, I'd like to see your documents that created the NSA. They were created by an executive order by President Truman. And the head of the NSA said, I'm not going to show them to you. That's how closely held they were. That's how secret they were. That's how behind the scenes they were. Now, they're out in public. They're talking about coups. They're talking about politics. Incredibly politicized, and that's the danger, folks. This is completely different, and it is out of control. What you don't see now, and what's going to be coming out soon, is what they're doing behind the scenes in terms of the massive total information awareness dragnet surveillance of metadata that they're putting together, this geospatial intelligence. James Clapper is the head of that. He has been running that. That is the fastest growing part of the intelligence service. That is how they're going to control you in every aspect. But they're controlling you now with the political narrative going on shows like CNN's Wolf Blitzer. That's what absolutely amazes me, is how politicized openly these people are.
So you've got all of this evidence. This is what Trump needs to do. Trump needs to do what he did with, I forget what it was. I think it was the process it took just to get a highway or something, a road paved. And he put all the stacks of documents. He needs to stack the documents of all the evidence with the Clinton campaign, Wasserman Schultz, all the evidence about them colluding, them breaking the law, literally probably break a folding table, and then put the evidence next to that of him colluding with Russia, Kushner colluding with Russia, his son colluding with Russia, and all that, just to compare it. Because we're going to get to this clip when we get back. Representative Gutierrez now has called on Democrats to eliminate Trump. We're going to get to that clip when we get back. But we're also going to get to this today. Exclusive FBI seized smash hard drive from Wasserman Schultz IT aide's home. This report should open the eyes of everyone. This report should show everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton who you really voted for. Why are they trying to hide this stuff? Why, who smashes hard drives? And it wasn't just her. It was her IT staff. And guess what's about to get blown out? The Owen brothers, folks.
Yeah.
This is going to blow the story of the Owen brothers out of the water. And everybody who's sitting there crying over Trump is going to look like a complete fool when the final analysis of this case is revealed.
It's going to be an amazing case of either corruption or incompetence. I think we're going to find it's corruption.
Oh, we're going to find it's corruption, David.
But the incompetence, even if they try to defend themselves, the incompetence is indefensible, even if they say they're not corrupt. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Alex Jones Show, Owen Troyer, David Knight, more on the other side. More clips. They're calling for a coup against Trump.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight along with Owen Schwerer. We're going to be joined in the fourth hour by Roger Stone. He's going to be talking to us, I'm sure, about what's going on in Washington. His longtime partner, Paul Manafort, they're pushing to have him testify in Congress. So I'm sure that Roger Stone is going to have something to say about that. And, of course, at the center of that, what they're going to be talking to him about is Ukraine. And in the next hour, let's see, it's going to be actually in our third hour, right? We're going to have Lee Stranahan coming on, talking to us. I have to check on the time. But anyway, Lee Stranahan is going to be coming up in the show.
At the next hour.
Next hour, we're going to have Lee Stranahan. And he is going to break down for us what the press is telling us there's no evidence of. Check out this headline here. This is from Reuters. It says, Trump without evidence cites Ukraine ties to ex-rival Clinton. With no evidence, really? Well, there may be no evidence that Reuters has printed, but there has been a lot of discussion about this going all the way back to January. Politico had a story there, and it has been there. It's just not reported by the mainstream media, so they pretend that it doesn't exist. We're going to break down those connections for you with Lee Stranahan coming up in the next hour, and as I point out, I'm sure that Roger Stone is going to have a great deal to say about that as well. And we're talking about the cover-up, the deep state cover-up, and the open coup that is being talked about by former CIA director saying, and this was on a program with CNN's Wolf Blitzer. We played the clip for you in the last segment. But he said, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out the order if the White House were to fire Robert Mueller. And as Zero Hedge points out, that is effectively calling for a coup against the president. He has the authority to shut down and fire the special prosecutor, especially when they have been going for a year with this investigation with an army of investigators and they haven't found anything, especially when you've got a special prosecutor whose law firm gave over 90%. I don't know. I can't recall. Was it? It was 90 some odd percent that they gave to Hillary Clinton and to Democrats. This guy is heavily involved, heavily politicized. This is not a neutral investigation. And, of course, at the same time, we don't have any investigation into what's going on with Hillary or the DNC or other ancillary issues like the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe. None of this is being investigated by Trump's attorney general, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions has an obsession with marijuana. And so now he's gearing up for a crackdown on marijuana. He just hasn't gotten the message. And he's off on another tangent, jousting at windmills, trying to stop people from taking drugs. And, of course, we have in the United States, we have the legalization of recreational marijuana in 8 states in the District of Columbia. We have 21 states that allow it for medical use. But Jeff Sessions is obsessed with not only pot, but he's obsessed with funding police departments with stolen property that they've never even charged anybody with a crime for, let alone found them guilty. It's called civil asset forfeiture. He wants to expand that because there's been so much abuse of that that we've had 24 states enact reform. So Jeff Sessions has come up with an idea that the federal government will seize the money and then kick it back, 80% of it, back to local law enforcement to get around the reform at the state level. He has absolutely no respect for states' rights. And so he's violating the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment with drug prohibition, with spying on people, with civil asset forfeiture. Now he wants to violate the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. So that's half of the Bill of Rights right there for you, for somebody who is our Attorney General, the chief law enforcement officer of the country. So for that reason alone, I would support him being removed. But he is definitely his task force. Doesn't have the right goals, the right priorities. It's very clear, and Donald Trump has been tweeting about it quite a bit lately. So we expect to see some kind of announcement on that today, don't we, Owen?
Well, I think that it's obvious now that Trump is unhappy that there's been inaction from Sessions into the Clinton investigation, into the Clinton emails. And as Scaramucci said, as soon as these things go public, it usually doesn't mean good news for the guy on the other side of Trump. And now it was rumored that Giuliani might be the new one. Giuliani says Jeff Sessions made the right decision to recuse from Russian probe. To me, that's Giuliani saying, Trump, please do not give me this job. Yeah. I think that's exactly what that means. But you know, right. Just to be clear, again, on the CIA, former CIA director saying that there needs to be a coup against Trump, The coup's already happened. Look at the circuit courts. Look at the fact that the Republicans wouldn't repeal Obamacare. And here's the thing, too, David.
The news is that they're just coming out with it, openly admitting it.
We can't be confused and say, oh, yes, it was just those three. It was just those three women that didn't want it. No, the Republicans colluded to make Trump look bad. None of the Republicans wanted the repeal.
Meanwhile, our crushed drives from the DNC by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is that obstruction of justice? I would think so. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in for you here in the war for the future, the war for America. And we have bombshell, huge breaking news at 2 o'clock Central here with Roger Stone. Roger Stone is going to be joining us here on The Alex Jones Show at 2 o'clock Central for gang-busting news coming out of D.C., coming out of the White House. We are expecting some big shakeups there, so be sure to tune in when Stone is with us at 2. Again, Lee Stranahan in the next hour. And we've got some big breaking news on the Debbie Wasserman Schultz computer hard drives being smashed. But before we get to that, I got to let you know about some of the specials going on at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the last week of July. Super mega specials. all kinds of specials store-wide. Silver Bullet, 66% off. That's $9.95 for Silver Bullet. The new Strawberry Caveman, brand new formula of Caveman, 25% off. We also have the brand new True Whey Protein. There's a combo pack, the protein combo pack, 25% off that. You get a canister of the Caveman and a canister of the brand new True Whey Protein. That's the ultimate protein pack, introductory pack at 25% off. The new pack, Super Silver Special. This is another new one. This is great for oral hygiene. Silver Bullet plus Super Blue plus Power Toothbrush, 50% off. You can get that entire package for $34.92, and that's free shipping store-wide right now as well. So keep that in mind when you're ordering these products. That's a bottom-line price, the price that you see. 50% off the oral care package, Super Blue Toothpaste, Silver, and the Power Toothbrush. Don't forget about our water filters, 30% off ProPure Traveler, Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter, that's 25% off, plus the free shipping. These are huge deals. Be sure to take advantage of some of our biggest specials ever at InfoWarsStore.com. So you've got the deep state calling for a coup against Trump. The deep state has shown itself, shown its ugly head. You've got the former CIA director calling for a coup against Trump. We've seen the coup within the Republicans. We've seen the coup within the liberal circuit courts. But now,
and let me add, too, because it was also Clapper sitting there nodding his head along with CNN's Wolf Blitzer. And it was Clapper as DNI who supported the contention that was put out there in an October debate by Hillary Clinton that all 17 agencies agreed that the Russians had hacked our elections. And then we had retraction from the New York Times and from Reuters who came out and said, no, it actually wasn't. One of them said it was four. One of them said it was three. Where did they come up with those numbers? Because, you know, they're just throwing these numbers out. Well, it was the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI that had a panel that came in and were presented by James Clapper with a report that came from CrowdStrike. A DNC contractor said, the Russians hacked us. And they were never allowed to look at these servers which have been smashed by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They refused to turn this over to the FBI. So the FBI didn't do an investigation. The CIA and the NSA didn't do an investigation. Instead, they took a report from a DNC contractor, was presented to this hand-picked panel of representatives from these three agencies. And, of course, they're not going to go against the DNI. They're going to agree, and that's what we heard in testimony in May. We had Clapper come out and say, well, nobody objected to this. And so I presented this as head of all 17 agencies. So that means everybody, including the Coast Guard, agreed that the Russians hacked our election. That's the level of lies that we're seeing from these people and the level of collusion with the Democrats that our intelligence services and the leaders of the intelligence services were engaged in. And now they're engaged in political activity, openly calling for a coup against Donald Trump.
So you've got the political coup from the deep state. Then you've got liberal media calling for violence, Hollywood calling for violence against Trump, New York public leader pretending to assassinate Trump, Snoop Dogg pretending to assassinate Trump. And then yesterday you had the breaking news of a pastor saying he met with a high-level congressman who said that there is a plan to take Trump out. It will be sudden and you can't stop it. Read between the lines, the pastor said. Then you have Representative Gutierrez, a Democrat, now saying that we have to eliminate Trump. These people are completely unhinged. Here's a clip of Representative Gutierrez.
I will not allow Donald Trump and all of his cronies
to make
that
America
he surrounds
again.
Himself with from Wall Street.
We won't let him do
at
it.
At 1600
we will not let them make America great again.
To
we
determine
won't.
The future of 1.2 million people and millions of other undocumented workers in this country. I am clear.
Lawbreakers, line skippers.
The dreamers are not criminals. Those who have TPS are not
criminals. No, Obama's the criminal who brought him
there. The millions of undocumented workers that work every day, sweat and toil at some of the most miserable jobs in the United States of America are not criminals. We are going to determine, and history is going to determine who those criminals are. And for me, The major criminal that exists in the United States of America is called Donald Trump. He lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So we finally have a real president. We finally have a legitimate president, and this guy calls him a criminal.
We're going to take actions today, and we're going to take actions tomorrow, and there will soon be a majority in the House of Representatives, and I am going to make sure that I'm there to make sure of one thing, that we write those articles of impeachment and take them to trial before the Senate and eliminate him as president of the United States of America.
Let me tell you, they actually will do that if they get a majority in the
House.
They won't. Because it is the House that writes the articles of impeachment, and they are not averse to just making up charges, as we have seen. And when he talks about, I'm not going to let Donald Trump come after 1.2 million people, Owen, you know, what we have to understand is that the Mexican government's been widely reported. The Mexican government is helping people who are here illegally to avoid detection, to violate our laws. They're using America as a pressure relief valve because they don't want to pay for the education of their children. They send them to us and give us the tax bill. Well, we have a dream, too. The American dream was to be able to own a home. And if you've got exploding property tax bills like we do here in Texas, and I'm sure you do, you can understand that a large amount of that is due to the uncontrolled immigration of people that we then have to pay for their education. People who get preferential education, even to American citizens, people who have lived here and worked here all of their life, are not allowed to get in-state tuition in any state. And yet illegals are allowed to do that. And so that's a key thing. And I think at this point we need to talk about what happened with this trailer, Owen. Over the weekend, we had the tragedy of there's 9 or 10 people. I don't know what the current death toll is now. People who died in the back of the trailer. I'm sure that everyone has heard of that. They were being smuggled in. They weren't given any air conditioning or even any air to breathe because they turned themselves over to criminals who brought them in. And we had the Texas attorney, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, immediately came out and he called it, he says, a tragedy, but he said, this is why we passed the bill to ban sanctuary cities. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said sanctuary cities entice people to believe they can come to America and Texas and live outside of the law. Sanctuary cities also enable human smugglers and cartels. Today, these people paid a terrible price and they demonstrate why we need a secure border and legal immigration reform so that we can control those who enter our country. We continue to pray for the families and the friends of the victims. And he also pointed out, he said, they're paying somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 to these cartels to smuggle them in. He said, wouldn't it be better if they paid a couple hundred dollars to the American government? We had immigration, legal immigration reform, and they could come in legally. Well, we have a state representative here in Austin, Eddie Rodriguez, was furious about that. He said, I hope Lieutenant Governor Patrick puts people first in his future public statements, because when 10 people from any background perish, I guess it is now 10, under such horrific circumstances, it's an occasion deserving of solemnity and respect, not self-indulgent cheerleading. Well, the question is, do the sanctuary cities cause these deaths, or do our immigration policies cause the deaths? That's a good question, and we have proof that it's the sanctuary cities. We have reported multiple times about how illegal immigration is down 67% under Donald Trump. What changed? It was the policies that changed. They haven't built a wall. They haven't had time to hire more immigration officials. It was simply the expectation that people were not going to be allowed to come here and thumb their noses at the law and to get a free education, etc. That was what changed, the fact that they were going to be deported. We saw a massive increase in immigration when Obama encouraged that. And we saw a massive decrease, 67%. Border Patrol Chief David Aguilar said, this administration has said we're going to address illegal immigration. ICE has started working in the interior, unlike other times, so that message resonates. They understand what's going on. And the Border Patrol Union Chief said the significant downturn in the number of illegal border crossers between U.S. and Mexico is nothing short of miraculous. He said that on C-SPAN weeks ago. He said Customs and Border Protection reported 53% decrease in the number of apprehensions at the border compared to last year. What changed? Simply the policies. So the lieutenant governor is correct when you tell people, come on in. We're going to give you free everything. We're going to give you preferential treatment even over American citizens. When you tell people that, the border crossings are going to increase. And that's exactly what we see happening. And so the lieutenant governor is right. We can stop this if we tell people we're going to enforce the law, we're going to have legal immigration, and we're going to control who comes in. And that includes the cartel members and the MS-13 gangs who are not going to be allowed to follow these people in and destroy their lives in America as they're doing on Long Island and other places. They started out in L.A., and now they have spread throughout the United States. And it is Hispanic people who have come here illegally trying to escape that kind of environment. But if the borders are wide open, MS-13 and the other cartel members are going to come in and they're going to get entrenched in our country. And we're not going to allow that level of violence, which is really far worse even than what's going on in Afghanistan now. What's happening in Mexico because of the drug war, because of other issues. We're not going to allow that kind of violence to happen here in America. We're going to control the borders.
Well, and Jeff Sessions, I think, was the right attorney general to get the momentum going in that direction, to get border enforcement encouraged, and to start enforcing that law. Now Sessions, you know, that's kind of taken care of itself, and Sessions isn't really moving in the right direction, I think. So
it's, well, that's something that he shared with Donald Trump. You know, Jeff Sessions was an early supporter of Donald Trump. He bucked the establishment. He showed a lot of backbone and spine to be the only person and the earliest person in Washington to back Donald Trump in the very early days. And he did it on the issues, Owen, that you just pointed out, immigration and also on trade. And it was very valuable for him to do that. He would have been a very valuable person to have in the Trump administration in certain areas. But in terms of being an attorney general, as we pointed out yesterday, Donald Trump needs a wartime consigliere. He needs somebody who's going to go to war against the people who are organizing a coup against him. And this is very serious. These are people who are very powerful. This is the dark state, the intelligence community, who is trying to organize a coup against Donald Trump, along with the Democrat Party, along with the press. It is a big task. And if Donald Trump doesn't take this on, Alex Jones said this as soon as Donald Trump was elected. He said, if you don't go after the Democrats who have created crimes, they're going to take you down. And Jeff Sessions was not going to do that. And he isn't going to do that. And if he doesn't replace him with somebody who will, they're going to initiate a coup in one way or the other against Donald Trump.
Well, I think Ty Cobb and Anthony Scaramucci is Trump sort of toughening up his cabinet, toughening up it a little bit, and we'll see what kind of moves are made with the attorney general if Jeff Sessions doesn't come through in the ways he wants to. But now Trump needs help with the Republicans, and Paul Ryan is not helping him at all. But I'm not sure Paul Ryan wants to help him. I'm not sure the Republicans want to help him. And I think that that was identified when John Boehner said that Republicans will never repeal Obamacare. Here's that clip of John Boehner.
A month into this year, and yet they've not passed this bill. Now, they're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's been around too long.
They're never going to repeal
it. People have gotten
it's been around too long. That's what we were afraid of.
Accustomed to this Medicaid expansion. And so trying to pull it back is really not going to work. But what they can do, though, is move it away from government control, where the states have more control over what happens, and individuals have more control. So when it's all said and done, here's what's going to happen. You're not going to have an employer mandate anymore. You're not going to have the individual mandate.
I love how his arrogance, he's just telling you what's going to happen as if he knows.
The
status quo has changed.
Control over their Medicaid population.
John Boehner.
Get them care. And, a lot of Obamacare taxes will probably go. They've had.
Oh, it's a tax. Oh, I thought it wasn't.
To health care reform, I don't know how they would ever do tax reform. Well, the president could tweet.
So he just got done telling you you'll never repeal Obamacare. Now he's going to move on to insulting President Trump. That's nice from a former Republican
leader. We've
played
Argonne together over the years. He was a donor of mine. And when I was Speaker, I was having a tough week. I could always count on the fact Donald Trump would call me, cheer me up, pat me on the back. He's a good guy. President? I never really saw him as president.
We don't see you as Speaker of the House anymore, and there's a reason for that.
That's just like when they laughed at
you. Thanks for the endorsement. I said, McDonald, you weren't my first choice. No, I said, no, Donald, you weren't my second or my third choice.
Yeah, because you want to repeal Obamacare. It's hurting the American people.
And I did, but he keeps getting in his own way.
No, that's the Republicans. That's the Democrat deep state. That's the media. That's the fake Russian probe.
For people who, you know, have a right of center perspective, he's actually doing all the right things. But he just keeps getting in his own way, like criticizing Comey or criticizing the press every day. There's a couple of things you learn when you get into politics. One is you never get into a fight with people who buy ink by the barrel.
So you have to be a coward to go into politics, according to John Boehner. You have to be a coward.
Political saying.
You don't go into politics unless you're a coward.
With a skunk. He does it every day.
And you don't have confidence in yourself. So don't go into politics. According to John Boehner, don't go into politics if you're a coward and you have no confidence.
Yeah, let's hold this here because you said some things that we need to respond to. Number one, John Boehner is not Speaker of the House anymore. Why?
Thinks he is.
He had supported all of these policies that he continues to support. He was driven out of power by the House Freedom Caucus, by conservatives who really mean what they say when they run as Republicans. If Donald Trump wants to get something done in Washington, he's going to have to ally himself with the House Freedom Caucus to drive out the scum at the top of the GOP party that are nothing but rhinos. People like Paul Ryano, who also came out defending Robert Mueller, saying he's anything but partisan. Look, Donald Trump said it's going to be death to the Republican Party if they don't pass Obamacare. Boehner is exhibit A as to how they're going to die. We're not going to put up with these phony Republicans who tell us one thing to get elected and then glibly say it isn't going to happen once they get in.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell, too. And by the way, Chuck Schumer was on the floor today literally pounding his arms against the desk for Obamacare. This guy's completely unhinged.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer on this Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. And we're getting close to the end of July. We had a large special that we began the 4th of July because it's about our independence from the mainstream media and your independence from the mainstream media. And so we appreciate you standing with us, supporting us, and we try to support your health as well as to fund this operation. And so we created a sale on 4th of July weekend, free shipping store-wide, and we have continued that through July along with massive discounts on some of our most popular products. Now, some of them are running low on supply, but we have added other products, and we have discounted them up to 66% off retail price. Silver Bullet, 66% off a retail price along with free shipping store-wide. We also have Strawberry Caveman, a new product that is in stock and 25% off retail, even though it is a new introductory product. We also have Caveman Combo. If you want to try two different flavors, we've got chocolate and strawberry at 25% off retail. And as we've had to pull some of our more popular products like Super Male Vitality off because we have people who are signed up for auto ship. And that's something, if you haven't done that, think about that. You never run out of product. You always get it at 10% off discount off the retail price. And you get free shipping if you sign up for more than $50 worth of product at a time on your order. But we set product aside, and we have to reserve it for people who are on auto ship. So we're getting low on Super Male Vitality. So that sale has ended because we're almost sold out. However, we still have plenty of Super Female Vitality. And I don't know why it doesn't sell as well as Super Male. It's essentially the same thing. It's going to work for you if you are trying to get Super Male and you can't get it because it's sold out. You can still get Super Female Vitality, and we have discounted that 30% off of retail, along with free shipping store-wide. So check out our sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support, and these July specials are going to be ending very soon, along with the month of July that will be ending very soon. All right, so let's take a look at what's going on. One of the things that I wanted to get back to, Owen, in the short amount of time that we've got here, it's not just the former CIA director John Brennan who is pushing for a coup against Trump. We also had somebody, this is an interesting story that came out on Daily Mail. Here's the title. He's sprung a leak. Donald Trump appears to confirm the existence of a classified CIA operation in Syria in his late-night Twitter rant about the Amazon Washington Post. And this is what he had to say. He said, the Amazon Washington Post fabricated the facts on my ending a massive, dangerous, wasteful payments to Syrian rebels who are fighting Assad. The CIA program, they say, was shuttered by Trump because it was designed to help rebels. Come on. We know who it was helping. And it isn't a secret. We've had John McCain. I would argue that he's violating the Logan Act. He's not authorized to conduct foreign policy, but he continues to meet with al-Qaeda-affiliated rebels in Syria to try to create regime change. That's the CIA program. It is not a secret. It has been widely reported. We've had a lot of reports showing them dropping arms to the al-Qaeda-affiliated rebels there. But now we have Ned Price, a former CIA employee. I don't know what his rank was there, but he said, told the Daily Mail, and this is their angle that they're coming in, if the media reports are true, the president of the United States just confirmed a CIA covert action operation on Twitter. See, that's the way they're going to spin this, Owen. And when we see Gutierrez saying that we're going to impeach Trump, they could come up with something as absurd about that. Donald Trump saying, hey, look, we have the Washington Post fabricating a story and say, you're exposing a CIA operation. Well, we know that the Washington Post is a CIA operation. You know, they got a massive contract with the CIA. So we know that that's what's happening. That's the way they're going
to
spend this.
Well, that's the interesting point to me. You've got Amazon getting lucrative deals with the government. You've got Amazon going to the White House meeting with Trump and Kushner. But you've got Trump bashing the Amazon Post on Twitter. So it's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children.